Peter, first of all, delighted you could join us this afternoon on the eve of the big game in Father Tierney tomorrow, Donegal and Cork, of course. And both sides got off to the perfect start last week with big wins away to Down in Donegal's case and Cork at home to Mayo.
Yeah, both very impressive wins. Donegal getting a first away win in the Division 1 of the league for 7 years, back to 2009. And Cork, I think, were equally as impressive in dismissing the Mayo challenge on the next day, on the Sunday. Both teams in very, very good position. I suppose from a Donegal point of view, it's their first home match, and they met Cork last year at sometime at the beginning of March, and they only had a point to spare. And this probably is a much tougher, much better prepared Cork team coming to Ballyshannon tomorrow. So it'll be an even tougher task for Rory Gallagher's men, I would think.
Hmm. And I suppose the victories that both teams had last week left them wondering just how good they were. They'll certainly know after tomorrow.
Yeah, that's for sure. It would be seen in most people's eyes that the Down challenge was weak against Donegal last week. They probably, under new manager Eamon Burns, they weren't fully ready for the challenge. But you would expect that Mayo had a good sprinkling of their regulars with them when they went to Parky Rin last weekend. But they were completely blown away. This Cork team seemed to be very, very upward. And you would have thought that Mayo, under new management, would have been much better prepared than they were for that game. So it's hard to know. We will see the real Donegal or the real Cork, I suppose, by about 3:30 or so tomorrow evening.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people say that Cork aren't great travellers, but as someone pointed out to me during the week, in actual fact, they travelled to Tyrone and they travelled to Monaghan last year and got wins in crucial games, and as you mentioned earlier, came quite close to doing the same to Donegal.
Yeah, that might be a bit of a miss, that, and they have a pretty strong team with them tomorrow. I know they have a few changes. Owen Kerrigan, obviously, misses out because of the concussion issue, and Jamie O'Sullivan, I think, has been slotted into full back, so there'll be no weakness there. And they look very sharp up front, and I think the only change that they made up front is they brought in Donalog Hodnett. That's the only change, and they have that full forward line of Goulding, Kelleher and Hurley in place for tomorrow, so it could be a busy afternoon for the Donegal full back line.
And we have seen no sight of a Donegal team yet?
No, not yet, no. I presume it'll be close to throwing again. It's been a regular occurrence for Donegal in recent times. I wouldn't expect that there'll be that many changes from last week. Like, they were impressive enough against Down. I'd say most of the fellas that played last week, there may be one or two that will come into the reckoning. I think Rory mentioned that Jack O'Brien and Kieran Gillespie being in contention. So, there's probably a few others. Keelan Ward, I suppose, would be, and Owen Bond Gallagher would be two others of the new brigade that might be in the running as well. But I'd say the team will be much along the same lines. Last week they actually named Frank McLennan at centre-half-back, but he started as centre-half-forward with Ryan McHugh at centre-half-back. And, given that Cork have Paul Kerrigan on the 40, he's been named as captain this year, it could well be that Donegal might stay with that and probably bring Frank McLennan back again to do a bit of covering, as he did last week. So I don't think there'll be that many changes from the team that played last week, but they will be getting a much, much tougher test. There'll be a greater examination of every line of the Donegal team, I think.
What, one game into the league and what four or five games and three or four games in the Dr. McKenna Cup? How would you gauge, or how would you rate Donegal's progress or where they're at?
Well, they certainly have. Yeah, they had a good enough campaign in the McKenna Cup, and it would be impossible to gauge where they're at based on last Saturday night's display. The one thing that was impressive to watch last Saturday night was the way that they created their goals. There was that quick link through the middle. The handling was pretty good throughout, which suggests that they have an amount of work done on ball handling. That, you know, you, given the down display, it's hard to know. You know, the challenges weren't that great, but at the same time, I think Donegal can only do. You know, we can only judge them on what they've done, and they produced three very good goals last week. Cork are a team actually that are good at scoring goals as well, as they did last year in Croke Park when they got Donegal in the semi final. So, you know, Donegal may have to score goals tomorrow if they're going to win that game, and you know, a win tomorrow would put them in a very, very strong position going into the break. They would have been hoping to get maybe 2-3 points going into the break, but to have all 4 points in the bag would put them, you know, on a sound footing. And they would probably be able to experiment more in the latter stages.
Yeah, the one thing that a lot of people have mentioned to me about last week's performance, and one word that has come out a lot speaking to people, is it was great energy about it. And it's something as well that maybe a lot of players have mentioned to me and people associated with the team, that the influx of new players has given that new zest, and among the older players as well.
Of course, and you know, the Donegal style of play needs that energy. It needs people coming off the shoulder. That's the way, you know, we play the football at the moment. We play it at club level. It's nearly the same. It needs players to be in reasonably good shape, but what it really needs is that the support play is good all through. And, you know, last week they would have probably played Michael Murphy more or less around the middle of the field. They were able to play Patrick McBurty up front, and he was able to win his own ball. But, you know, to be able to have the luxury of playing Murphy around the field, he didn't really, you know, go on any long runs, but the timing of his pass and the accuracy of his passing, you know, allows players to come off his shoulder at speed, and, you know, they're not searching for the ball. When Murphy has it, he puts it in the right place for them, and they're able to go at full tilt. Mm. And, you know, Donegal, you know, will improve it, and the young players will really enjoy that type of football.
Yeah, because the general impression is that the players are coming through are of a good quality, and as good a quality that we've had in a long time.
Yeah, well, I think we were aware of that, given, you know, the minor and under 21 displays of the last 3 or 4 years. There's a good talent, and as Michael Murphy said to me last week, they've been used to winning, and they've been used to playing in fairly high class games, getting to Croke Park, getting to Ulster finals, etc. And that has stood to them as well, so they're you know, they're not overawed by the occasion coming in now.
Yeah, and we read as well this week, boosted by the return of Mark McHugh to training. He had been out working on his own and had missed out on the McKenna Cup.
Yeah, well, that's always good news to have players of that calibre coming back into a squad. You know, Mark McHugh, if he can reproduce his 2012, early 2013 form, you know, he'd have no bother fitting into that type of game that Donegal play, of the player coming off the shoulder. He's ready made for that type of game. That's the way Kilcar play it. That's the way, as I said, most clubs in the county play it at the moment. And, you know, his inclusion at full fitness would be a boost to any squad.
Hmm. So all in all, Donegal, and as I say, it's very early from your point of view, in good fettle.
Oh, you'd have to say, you know, we were, I suppose, before last weekend, we felt that they nearly had to go to Down and get a result of some kind to put themselves, you know, on the front foot, rather than, you know, after this they have Mayo at home, and Mayo may be a wounded animal at that stage, and then they have to travel to Kerry, and, you know, they have trips to Dublin and Monaghan at the end of the league. So, you know, we knew that we needed to get off on the right, on a good footing this year, and certainly they've done that last week, and hopefully maybe tomorrow they can add to that.